Hello, lovely humans. I'm Wyo Lee, and you are listening to Sex Stories, a podcast where we talk to fun-loving humans about pleasurable play and connection in an effort to make the world a sexier, more loving place. And our guest today is a 29-year-old, hyper-horny, very bisexual cis female who is single-ish and loves exploring the energies of new partners, especially MILFs and DILFs of a certain age. She is into group play, the more hands the better, role play, connection, laughing, intense fucking, and being the ultimate cheerleader for her lovers, both physically and mentally. I wrote this line. She's basically a golden retriever in a hot girl's body. All of her parts are, in fact, human. I have taken pictures of them. A comedian and legal courtesan at Sherry's Ranch, a legal brothel just outside of Las Vegas. She is a very real ray of sunshine that matches the blue skies here in Los Angeles today. With us from California, welcome, Cora Charisma.
Thank you so much, Wyo. I'm so happy to be here. I've been so excited.
Is it creepy if I say I am so excited to have you in my house, in my studio?
Oh, I like it.
Could you start off by telling our sweet lovers out there, if you had to rate yourself on a sexual shame-o-meter, with 10 being so full of shame you can barely function, and 0 being like, I don't know what that is, where do you fall today, right now, and when, if ever, does it get squiggly?
Okay, well, it has definitely been squiggly, I'd say, my whole life.
Okay.
Still. Up until a point in my early 20s. Where it squiggled out. Okay. The squiggle became a straight. The squiggle became a straight.
Shame squiggled so far away, you're like...
Pfft. Like the machines in the hospital that you never want to see.
Flat go line.
The flatlined? It flatlined.
You flatlined? I flatlined. Shame.
But, so right now, on your couch, I'd say I'm a 2.
Okay.
I'd say I'm a 2 right
Can
now
Can I do
on
anything
couch.
To make you more comfortable?
In a couple minutes.
Oh, I see. Not it's because we have a camera.
It's because there's a camera and microphones. But no, I'd say my whole life it squiggled.
Okay.
It squiggled until my early 20s.
Can you give us the range of squiggle? Was it like 0 to 10 or was it like in a certain high or low range?
Yeah. My childhood, I grew up in a small town and I definitely grew up in a very oxymoronic situation.
Okay.
Because my mom is a sex ed teacher.
Okay.
But I also grew up going to public school where it was an abstinence only curriculum. Also, I was very religious growing up.
Okay. Even your whole family?
Not my family. The town I grew up in was extremely religious. And
wait, how small was it?
It wasn't too small. It was around 20,000.
It was pretty small, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
The town kind of convinced me that you had to be religious.
When did you notice that you were horny? Or, like, when did you know that that's what that was?
Well, I grew up as a dancer, as a little kid, like Dance Moms vibes. And I remember, I don't know if I was horny, but I would say when I was, like, 11, 12-ish.
Yeah.
I remember feeling like a lot of sexy. It.
Okay. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And I, like, looking back, I'm like, oh, she was a horny little kid. She just didn't know what horny was till she was older. So you had a moment. Was it, like, in a costume? Was it in a dance?
Dance.
Was it? Okay.
It was
okay.
Dance. It was dance where I started to feel like I could express who I am. And through that kind of movement. Where it wasn't through words, it was through your body.
The animal body knows.
The animal body.
Yeah.
So that really was a big moment where it wasn't, I don't know if it was horny, but it was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in my body.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's something there.
Playful. Like playful. Deep play.
The deep
like
play.
Connected play.
Deep connected play.
Connected to, my personal theory is sex is our original creativity. So.
Yeah.
You are connecting to your original parts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely making dicks out of Play-Doh.
Wait, so... but, so in this religious town... Oh, this is why I'm so confused by humans. So they're very religious. You don't have sex. You don't be sexy, but you can do sexy dances.
Exactly. I know. It was very much, there's Dance mom stuff, toddlers and tiaras, a lot of pageants, dance competitions. You kind of grow up as that little kid, a lot of makeup, little miss, you know, USA.
Like a princess fantasy.
Like a princess. And
I mean, you do look like a princess.
Well, you're my queen, baby.
But we're not the types that want to get locked into towers.
Right. Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Which was that kind of oxymoronic component, is that at the same times I was being told to be cute and charming and sexy for the judges and, ooh, gotta make this face and, oh, work it, ooh, was the same time I was being told to worship and to hide my body and to save myself for marriage and, you know, so it would be like very religious. And then this dance class that was like, and 5, 6, ass out, shake it, and then I'd go home to my hippie parents. One was a sex ed teacher. My dad was just one of those, like, hey, what's up? Like Tommy Chong vibes. And so it was such a mixed bag growing up.
That's a lot.
So much information, just convoluted. And then coming back to the horniness, a big impact for me, the Jonas Brothers.
When, where, how? Like, how did you experience it? How did you discover it? Like,
okay, so I would say it was that age, 12-ish, okay. 11, 12, 13. I was obsessed with the Jonas Brothers. I am 29 now, so I was in like
the pocket.
07, 08. That was like my ultimate. Mm. Yeah, my shit. I'm gonna say it. My shit. and I went to every concert I could. I had all the posters on my walls. Like there were literally like lipstick marks on my posters because I like kiss them. That's embarrassing. I've matured a lot since then.
Are you saying you haven't kissed a poster in a while?
What? Only my poster view. So I really, really felt those horny feelings towards Nick Jonas.
Did you know what they were at that point?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wait, when did you discover masturbation? Like, was that already in play at 12-ish? Or, okay, yeah. Yes. We're getting a nod here if you're
we're
not watching the video.
We're getting a big nod here.
Big enthusiastic nod.
So, I had definitely started playing around with touching myself down there. Luckily, there wasn't shame with that.
Okay. Did you get a sex ed lesson in your house? Like, did your mom take matters into her own educational
brain? Very, very fortunate.
Okay.
So, so lucky that I did have her as a source of information. She is a sex ed teacher.
Yeah.
And she was through late 70s, 80s, 90s. She's been through so many decades, so many curriculums, so much legislation.
Damn.
And she's seen it all. And so having her as a resource was really, really helpful. So luckily she did share with me like, so these are the things to expect.
Okay.
And that was probably around 11-ish. And she got me the best book ever, The Care and Keeping of You, American Girl book.
Oh.
And that is a book that kind of explained everything. And so when I was too embarrassed to ask her questions, I would kind of just run into my room and read that. And it kind of helped me learn. And
yeah. Is that where you got the idea to masturbate? Or like, because I literally like read it in a book and I was like, you can what? And then I tried it.
I think I got the idea just because I felt myself getting wet.
Okay. Okay. Like when? Just randomly? Dancing.
Dancing. Okay. Definitely dancing. And, you know, I am bisexual.
Okay.
So I started having thoughts about my friends.
Okay. Did you recognize them as that? Because I was literally 25 before I was like, oh, so like not everyone just, of course, wants to make out with their friends and have sex with them?
I didn't know then
okay
that it was like my sexuality
okay
because I was in religion at that point, and it was like, oh, of course I'm straight.
Oh, right.
Of course I'll have a husband.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and you like cock, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have foreknowledge.
Give me that dick. So it was a lot about focusing on my body and thinking about what people might do to me, mm-hmm. which I had never thought about before. I had always thought people were attractive,
yeah,
but I had never really thought about them like touching me.
Yeah, I thought about aliens touching me first.
Oh, yes.
I still have not yet been anal probed. What do you say? I haven't been probed by an alien yet, but maybe someday.
Beam you into my bedroom.
Okay.
Yes. E.T. phone home.
So did you imagine this Jonas brother? Which was it all of them?
It was Nick. It was Nick, okay, Jonas. Nick. But the problem was they all preached purity.
That's so confusing.
They wore purity rings.
But they were sex symbols. They were kids' sex symbols. That is so.
That is what really messed with my head and my shame-o-meter.
Damn.
It squiggled my shame-o-meter so
into
hard.
Into a whole shame-o-coaster.
As a kid. Because it was like, oh, I'm getting these sexy thoughts from the Jonas Brothers. But wait. But I have to wait until marriage because they do. And they wear these purity rings. And I'm Christian, right? So yeah. So I have to wait till marriage. So I have to put all these thoughts down. And so it was very much
a loop-de-loop on the shame-o coaster.
Squiggly.
Damn.
All over the place.
Okay. So you grew up in this conservative place, but yes. Not in a conservative family.
No.
But you were on a squiggly shame-o coaster. But now you are a, like, literal sexpert who helps other people, like, have fun fucking.
Yes.
Like, will you fill in some of the formative gaps for us? Like, what?
Absolutely.
And sprinkle it with any wonderful parts of sex you like. But, like, just tell us what happened next.
Yes, absolutely. So, was in this small town, dancing, going to church, doing all of this. And all of a sudden, my family moves to California.
Okay. Approximately how old were you? Like, were you in high school yet?
I was 14.
Okay.
I was 14.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah. That's a big move.
It was a big move. I feel like moving to a bigger place, and my parents also gave me an incredible gift, which was going to an arts high school.
I was, like, prepared for you to be like, a sex party for my 16th birthday. Sometimes my head, which would have been totally.
A 10-inch black dildo.
That's amazing. Okay, so you're around artists now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm guessing not all of them were Christian.
No one.
Okay. Really?
There was a couple. For one semester, I was in the Christian group, which was only three people. But when I got there, because I was still with my mom.
Yeah.
Her very, very open thinking, scientific. She's a scientist. You know, she's very, very into science. So it was my mom and artists. No religion or no religious people. No small town.
And a chance to be accepted outside of a religious culture.
A chance to be accepted without those voices. Saying like, well, this is how it is. Oh, no, you're doing that wrong. This is how it is. And it was a huge wake-up call of, oh, this is my voice. Oh, this is who I am without all of these voices of my town telling me who I am.
Were you like, oh, I am bisexual? Or did that take, like, when did you kind of like
so
own it?
There was a specific girl who was at my school. The first day of school, I met her, and she completely captivated me.
Mm.
And I honestly, like, Nick Jonas kind of washed away.
Wow.
She washed away the Jonas Brothers. But, like, she, you know, it was an art school, and she's a musician, and so it was really cool to see her just playing her music so truthfully and from her heart. And she was openly queer.
So
young. We were 14, you know?
And you were like, me too.
Yeah. And so I felt it. I was like, oh my God. Oh, she sees me. Oh, wow. She sees me. And her music just spoke to me so much. And music is my like pulse. Yeah. It's my heart. It's my veins. Like, or I should say it's in my veins. Music is my veins.
I was with you. I was like, I get it. Metaphorical.
but yes, music truly is in my veins. And so my dad is a musician. And when I saw her playing her music, and it just spoke to me. And I was like, I am into this girl. Mm. I am into this girl. And all throughout high school, I went to all of her shows, even when it was like just me and her mom and her brother at a farmer's market. I was definitely a super fan.
Wow.
And she transformed my sexuality. And I really, also being an artist, going to that school, learning so much about my body. I did a lot of dance there. And so going through those movement classes, and I also did a lot of acting and opening up a lot just emotionally as a person, learning more about myself as a human, learning more about others as humans, really, really opened me up and realized like, oh, I can just be me. I can just be Cora. I don't have to listen to any voices. And I was like, oh, I love this girl. I really love being in my body. I love exploring who I am as a person. I love exploring others. Let's go.
Mm.
Let's see where this goes.
So did you, or like, when did you start exploring with partners, or when did you realize that you just like love fucking? I think you're one of the other horniest people I've ever met. Like, you're the first person I'm like, you might be as horny as me.
So, high school and college for me, I was very focused on my arts and my comedy, my acting. And then in my early 20s, and this was when my shame meter flatlined. This was the flatline moment.
Okay, yes! Yeah. When did that shame get fucking killed? Yes! When did we pull the cord? Yeah, yeah.
I got back from college and I started working at a restaurant, and I met some really just like open people.
Yeah.
And not like artist open, like sex open.
Ooh.
And this was just a restaurant.
Yeah. Dude, I am sort of at this point in my life where I'm like, should I just be one of those people that does a lot of sex for hobbies? They're having a lot of fun.
Yes,
like, I'm like, oh.
Yes. So,
I wish I met those people at my restaurant jobs.
Yes. And I was actually still a virgin after college because, you know, I was a dancer.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really, really focused on that, and a lot of shame.
Yeah.
A lot of shame around being perfect and proper and just your body and alignment and being, you know, on the top. Blah, blah, blah. And I always thought, well, sex will be a distraction. And then I started working at the restaurant, and it was like, oh, damn, these people love sex, and I really love these people. And so I started hanging out with them more, and I was a virgin, and this one night, there was this really cool guy that I really liked, and this one night we were hanging out, and I really wanted to have sex, and I was just like, hey, do you want to have sex? And he was like, yeah, let's do it. I was like, just so you know, I'm a virgin. It's my first time. He's like, awesome, sweet.
Good.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I feel safe with you. So, and it was really beautiful. And he had a nice equipment to work with.
Yeah.
And so that was nice. But yeah, so that was really, really great to have that open experience with those people. And then I ended up falling into a relationship with someone who wasn't the nicest, who didn't love me hanging out with those people.
Because they were so sexy.
They were so sexy, okay. So open. And I met him outside of the restaurant. And
yeah, because clearly the restaurant only hires like sexy, fun-loving perverts.
Exactly. Oh, yes. Clean up on aisle 69. No. Wait, that's a grocery store. Oh, well, whatever.
Oops, I broke another glass. Let me bend over and pick it up.
Oopsie.
Okay, so you had this relationship that wasn't as sex positive.
Right, and he was so jealous of everything.
Damn.
Like everything. Okay. He wouldn't let me look at another guy or another girl.
Yeah.
Like, even if I was just looking at a bird or
so
a
no
dog.
No threesomes.
No.
Had you had group play at this point? Like with
not
your sexy.
Yet. Not yet.
Okay.
And
okay.
So even if I would like look at a dog, he'd be like, who was that? I'd be like, what the heck? So. But I was so young. I just didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know that was. Not the vibe.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I decided it was time for that to end. Like, I was thinking back to my high school, to that girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I don't like this. I don't like this restrictive energy. It reminded me of my hometown. Mm.
Something familiar.
Nah, it was that familiar aspect of someone else telling me who I am.
Yeah.
Someone else telling me who I have to be, who I can and can't
judging
even
you.
Look at.
Whatever we learn when we are kids, our nervous system hangs on to and is going to try to like replay, even if it's trying to heal it. Like I do the same patterns over and over again.
Yes.
I get it.
Yeah. 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 And so I decided to break up with him.
Congratulations.
And the flat line happened the next day.
Wow.
I was like, a fuck fest is going to happen. Literally.
Did you go about this fuck fest? Like, how did you find your fest friends?
So I started doing a lot of comedy, and I think that was also just part of my healing from being a dancer and having
unusual. I hear a lot of comedians are very sad. You're finding fun ones?
Yes.
Okay. Well, are they sexy? Are they sexy like restaurant sexy?
Yes, kind of. Yeah. It depends.
That makes it. Yeah, depends on the person. Okay. Okay.
But
okay. So you started doing comedy,
which made me feel even more. Like empowered,
which is sexy,
but also it helped me meet a lot of very like I don't know people who knew where to go.
Damn,
I didn't need those talents.
Okay, where did you go to have fun, and what did you do, and what did you learn about yourself in the process?
So the next day, so I had a friend who was sharing some of her sexplorations with
my
me.
My favorite.
And she had been going to sex parties. And she asked me, I had called her and I was like, okay, I did it. I'm ready. Like, I'm ready to go. And so we went to this big sex party together.
Uh-huh.
And we met some people and just went for it. And it was safe. It was safe.
Yeah.
And... but that was like
gateway,
the big gateway. And then it was the floodgates. It was a gateway to the floodgates.
The rapids.
Opening. Yeah, to the rapids. Like,
you broke the dam.
Old Yeller. Oh, wait, no, that's a dog.
Yeah. What are we doing? What's the geyser,
what is
right?
It? Geyser.
No, but what is it called? Old Yellow?
Old,
no.
No, Faith.
Old Faith.
Old Faith. Anyways, so
So you broke the dam. Okay.
So I broke the dam and then I just major fuck fest. I decided for 5 years I was just gonna be single.
Amazing.
And have as much fun sexually and explorations. And so I went crazy. I really did. So my first three-way was that same year.
Amazing.
And it was with my yoga teacher.
What? How did you like do a downward dog and be like, hey, or was it like after class one day you're like namaste? Like how did you hit on people? I'm trying to figure out how to hit on people everywhere I go.
So his whole class. So I had been taking his class for months, and he always asked at the beginning of class, raise your hand if you would not like to be touched, because he did hands-on adjustments.
I love that.
But he always asked, like, please raise your hand if you don't want to be touched.
Yeah.
And I would never raise my hand.
I'm like, fucking touch me.
I would just, like, look at him and, like, smile. I'd be like,
what do you, lay on your hands. You just put your hands down as far as possible.
Yeah. What do you do if you want to be touched?
I'm not raising my hand because I don't want to be touched, but what if I want to be touched the most?
Yes. And so we developed a rapport.
Okay.
And I was definitely turning the flirt on.
How?
I...
Like, how do you flirt when you're getting adjusted for a yoga pose? Or, like, after class?
After class.
Got it.
Oh, yeah, after class.
Because I'm, like, imagining you, like doing an eagle and being like...
like, my breath, like... namaste.
Okay, so you were flirting. Wait, so that turned into a threesome?
So, we were flirting, and then... It turns out we're next door neighbors.
Oh, cool. Thank you, universe.
I know. Because we were just flirting, chatting, you know. Oh, la, la, la. It turns out we're literally next door neighbors. And he's like, oh, my gosh, that's so awesome. We should hang out sometime. I was like, we sure should, buddy.
Good idea.
Yes. Then we hung out once. Didn't fuck.
Okay.
It was just like a hangout. And then the next yoga class, he majorly, like during pigeon pose, he like majorly just like adjusted / grabbed my ass.
You gotta do it.
And definitely, I want to reiterate, this was all very consensual.
Consensual, and it sounds like you were developing, you were inviting attention.
Yes.
And you had a personal hangout.
Yes. And so I was like, oh, it's on. That was like the sign. And so then we hung out again that night.
Hot.
And we fucked.
Just the two of you?
Just the two of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we just.
Testing the water?
Since it was next door.
That's it was so perfect. Convenient.
It was so convenient. We'd just be like, fuck. Like, we would just would text, like, you want to fuck? Yep, let's go. And then we just run next door. Yeah.
Lovers, this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. We all know that the foundation to an awesome sex life is excellent mental and physical health. But if proper rest, exercise, and a healthy lifestyle aren't leading to the blood flow you'd like when and where you'd like it, check out BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. And the process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you are approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, no dealing with awkward physicians who aren't trained to talk about sex lives, plus no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet pack. They always say first impressions are important, but what about lasting impressions? Lovers, I do believe that we can always make loving, lasting impressions by connecting and being present and chasing our pleasure and our partner's pleasure. And if your priority is making a deep, deep impression between two beautiful, enthusiastic thighs or cheeks in the name of partnered pleasure, I get it. I've worn a strap-on now. I, too, love having a hard cock. Blue Chew and I want you to have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code LOVER at checkout. You just pay $5 for shipping. That is BlueChew.com, promo code LOVER to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And thank you to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
So the three-way came into play when I shared my sexuality with him.
Mm.
So the woman that I first fell in love with, who was my first ever crush in high school, she became very successful and musician.
Ooh.
And
extra sexy.
I was showing him her music on Spotify.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, this is like so beautiful. And I started telling him that she was the first woman who really
Your other
turned
gateway.
Me on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my other gateway.
First gateway.
Exactly. My gateway.
The gateway.
And then he was like, so you're into women? And I was like, I sure am. And he was like, would you ever want to have a threesome with me? And I was like, yes.
I sure would.
But how do we find someone?
Yeah.
And so there was a dispensary down the street, what? Right next to our apartment building, that was run by these two really sexy women.
Girlfriends or just regular friends? Or could you tell if they were queer?
Couldn't tell, but okay. They were hot.
Do you have a good gaydar?
I do.
Okay.
Now.
Damn it. I don't.
Now.
Okay.
Oh, but I didn't back then.
You can teach me.
There's hope, baby okay. girl. There's
can I tell our hope. Audience that you're my favorite friend who helps me figure out jokes?
Yeah.
Now you guys know.
But you gotta spell hope. H-O-E-P.
Yes. A new hope.
A new hope.
Poor wars. A new
a
hope.
New hope. With a little at the end. But
went to the dispensary to figure out if they were queer. Okay.
Yoga instructor and I both had been there, and we both had a crush on the same girl. And so we just brought that up casually. And when we were talking about having a threesome, we were like, what about that girl from the dispensary? And so I was like, I mean, I'm into it.
That's so hot. Also, like, if I were just like a barista or some, you know, someone in the world, and two people that were like fucking had a mutual crush on me. I mean, that's so hot. How did you? Yeah. So
we both went in. We, you know, chatted with her. Luckily, we had both been in there separately.
You'd been forming the connection.
We've been forming the connection. And I don't even know if she knew we were friends.
Okay.
Outside of it.
Yeah.
But we just both went in and started talking to her, and she was so sweet, so cool. And we were like, by the way, if you would ever want to hang out with us, we'd be totally down. And we just love to chill, and you're so cool. We love your vibe. So we both live down the street. So just let us know. And she was like, yeah, I'm into it. And that day.
Congratulations.
I know. She's like, I get out at 4. And he was like, can you get to my place by 4:20?
That's the best stoner pickup line.
And so it was so incredibly hot because it was so open.
Yeah.
And wow. Because both of us had to be vulnerable. It was our first times, and luckily
like
we
with
had,
a woman?
Yes.
Okay.
And our first times in a threesome.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and your threesome debut together.
Exactly.
All three of you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so the two of us, we were really nervous because we had just like invited her to hang out. And he asked me to be the catalyst.
That's good.
And so
yeah.
I was like, so after like 30 minutes of chatting, it's like, so, you know, these past couple of months, we've really enjoyed getting to know you more at the shop. And we were wondering, would you want to have a three-way with us? And she was like, Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, my
let's
God. I want to be like all of you.
She's
oh my God.
So cool. She's very free-spirited, open, just like the yeah. coolest girl. And she's like, oh, yeah. And it was like 3 hours. And just all the touching and, you know, just it was – so sexy.
Damn.
And it was like just human.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Puppy bile. I don't know. Human connection. Human.
It was a like, yeah, puppy pile. But like a jungle gym. It was like,
oh, human,
yeah,
jungle,
like a human jungle gym. Human jungle gym.
I was just
gym.
Telling someone my so I have a fantasy about creating an adult playground,
yes,
where everything is for sex. I know that's kind of like what dungeons are, but like it looks like a playground. Like it's fun.
Yes.
It's like fun colors. But like a jungle gym made out of people in a threesome is the best,
yes,
kind.
It was like a human jungle gym.
That's so hot.
And it was just,
well,
us,
and you have a great
playing
body and he had a great body. Imagine that she, I mean, mm-hmm, you have muscle. Like, mm-hmm, that's, mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were like, confirmed I like women.
Play. It was just play. And that's when I realized.
Ooh.
That's when I realized, that was the moment when I was like, oh, I like this.
Mm.
I like this.
Mm.
I like the play aspect.
Yes.
And I love creating a mutual conversation,
yes,
of sexual kinetic play.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Like, and that's what really lit the fire. It was like, oh, okay, I love this.
Okay, so between this big, like, turn-on moment awakening, how long did it take you to become a legal Corazon? Like, what was the pathway there?
Well, then after that, I just started having other amazing sexual experiences.
Oh, yes!
And I had my first daddy, my first daddy Dom, who would just show up at my apartment, and he'd be like, you better be ready.
Oh,
and
yes.
I had couples I was, oof, with. I, you know, I was so, so just free spirited. I felt, honestly, well, I've always felt like I should be born in like this. I don't know. I've always felt like I should be alive during the summer of love.
Oh my
I've
God, me too.
Always just been such,
yeah,
an open spirit. And
yeah,
also, like I mentioned, I was raised by hippies.
Yeah.
Like,
I would put flowers in your hair. Let's make flower crowns and wear them.
Yes.
And take pictures.
And fuck in them.
Yeah. And take pictures.
Yes. I want to write that song. Fuck me in a flower crown, baby.
Ooh.
Unless it's already a lot of reasons.
Let's go find out. I mean, make it. Make it. I'll learn it and sing with you.
Yes. But after that little fuck fest, I told one of my friends about it, and she also loved sex,
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And she started working at the ranch. So I had been sharing with her that I was fucking this couple for months.
Yeah.
And they had been together for 30 years.
Hot.
And
ooh,
they wanted to
of a certain
bring
age
me in to spice things up.
Okay.
And I love it. That's my purest love, is helping people just spice things
I
up.
I get it. Yeah.
You know?
Just
help them live. Live life.
Yeah.
So I was telling her all of these things. And she was like, you know you could make money doing that, right? And I was like, what?
You didn't know?
No, I had no idea. No idea.
Amazing.
No idea.
What a good friend.
What a good friend. And I was working at a theme park as a character.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, hello, welcome to Independent. And that's, it just wasn't, it wasn't the vibe. It wasn't the vibe. It just wasn't what I was going for.
It's okay. I kind of like it. I mean, obviously, it's so funny because you're so sexy. So there was a new vibe in town.
There was a new vibe. And I was like, wait, I don't have to do that?
Mm.
Like, I can do what I'm already doing and make money doing it.
And feel valued.
And feel valued because I already knew that I love it.
Yeah.
Because I had been doing it for free.
Yeah.
I had been fucking couples. I had been fucking so many you know, hot. I had just been exploring. I had been just living life. And, I cherish life.
Yeah.
I really do.
I know. You're an appreciator. I love appreciators. I do.
And I've seen family members go through some health stuff that really has made that light bulb click on of like, okay, we have to enjoy every second.
Every moment, yeah.
Every second we have here, we need to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So that was a huge moment for me where it was like, okay, gotta fuck. Yeah, and I gotta help people.
Yeah.
I have to help people live their lives to the fullest. And so when I found out I could do it for money, I applied that day.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And when I saw that we had to send in pictures, I've never done anything. Like, I've never taken a sexy picture before.
Really?
Only my dance pictures. Okay. But they were very, like, proper looking.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not sexy.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you have any, like, stigma issues? Or you're like, fuck it, I'm doing it. Like, what?
Oh, I mean, after working at a theme park, I felt like a whore in a bear costume.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. That's a really good point.
I felt.
And now here you are treated like a goddess.
Yes.
Wow.
And I get to be me. And yeah, it was just magical. I was, because I was already doing it, and to be valued was such a light bulb. It was like, wait, what?
That's so hot.
And I knew I was valued already because of like words and, you know, things like that.
Totally.
But to know that it could result in money
that
could actually support me, and I wouldn't have to do all these random things to try to make money and literally be in a costume, like making voices like, hello, baby. Like instead of that voice, I could, instead of welcome to the theme park, I could be like, welcome to my pussy. Like I'd rather do that, you know?
So is that how you?
I'd rather welcome someone to my pussy than a honeypot ride, you know? Like, you know, it's like I want to make money uplifting other people.
Yeah.
And making people feel sexy.
It's a huge gift.
And exploring people and, you know, having those mutual kinetic conversations together. And that is what I've always wanted.
Mm.
And so to know that that was a job, like, I was like, okay, I'm taking sexy pictures however I can.
Yeah.
So I just, like, put my phone up on my dresser and was just like,
amazing.
Like,
amazing.
Just put a bathing suit on.
Yeah.
And I wrote my little essay and I applied and I had to reapply too. She didn't respond at first.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so then I
persevere.
And then I went back to the theme park the next day to do my thing. And that's when I really was thinking in the costume. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Once I found out there was an alternative, I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Oh, a person. Hello.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so finally, when she responded and when I found out that I didn't have to do that anymore, it was so freeing and also so magical because I knew that I would get to share one of my passions with people.
Literally. So what are your favorite parts? What do you like about being there? Like, tell us everything. What is it like?
Yeah. So I have always loved people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a people person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed. Like, not to sound weird, but like you said, I'm a golden retriever.
I was just about to say that
again. Yes! Like, I really do. I want to learn.
Yeah.
I want to connect. I want to talk. And so getting to know people at such an intimate level and hear from them their stories and what brought them to the ranch and how I can best assist them to move their lives forward and to open their lives and to open parts of them they didn't even know were there.
Yeah.
That is everything to me. And when I, like see someone feeling so comfortable and sexy within themselves, that's what fuels me.
Yeah.
Like when I see someone who comes in nervous and who maybe hasn't had sex in a while, or who's widowed, might be a virgin, just might be really, really nervous.
Yeah.
Maybe hasn't had a human touch in a really, really long time. When I can bring them into my room, help them open up, help them feel confident and sexy, and give them a good pep talk, and see that light bulb turn on for them, that they do have sexiness and and light within them, and then to have a sexy, intimate experience with them and see that animalistic light turn on in their eyes as well.
Yeah.
And see that confidence building and have that kind of
building.
Yes, that kind of sexual, intimate experience with someone who might have felt not great when they walked in.
Yeah.
And it's scary just walking through the doors.
Are they scared?
A lot of people are really scared when they walk in. And so a lot of the reason I do what I do is just to help people get in their truest zone.
Yeah.
The zone where they feel like themselves. They feel confident. They feel sexy. And they just feel like they can let go. I just want to help people let go. I want them to know that you can let go with me.
If it doesn't give away too much of your client's information, I would love to hear some of the ways that you have helped people let go.
Oh, absolutely.
Like maybe give a full release. Would you say you've helped with some full releases?
Full release. Oh, absolutely. A lot of that. A lot of that comes into play where the shame meters are very, very high.
Can you tell? So I know because I've interviewed several ladies from the ranch, and I know that there's like a bar where you meet people.
Yeah.
I know people have appointments and then like lineups. Can you like tell where their shame meter's at? Like, are you pretty good at reading people, or how do you kind of like how do you get to know a complete stranger you're about to fuck?
Well, for me, I think my past with dance and the arts and just a lot of humans, I'm pretty good at reading people's energies.
Can you tell their shame-o-meters when they walk in?
Yeah, okay. Just based on body language, okay. Based on facial expression, based on how they're kind of treating me.
I hope they're nice to you.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of kind gentlemen come in, and if they're not, luckily we're independent contractors, and I don't have to stare at them through a bear head at a theme park.
Right. Anymore.
I can't just walk on, you know, just walk them out.
Okay, so you can't, so you're just like, no, thank you, goodbye?
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
No douchebags in here.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, and that is so empowering. So empowering. But I would say my favorite way of like having people let go and just get in their zone is helping people fulfill their fantasies and kinks.
Like what?
In a safe and judgment-free zone.
Yeah.
My favorite party was when I got to play Supergirl. I know.
You are super.
Oh, thanks, girl.
What did you like rescue your client? Or
so
were you the hero?
He was Lex Luthor. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A bad guy. Yeah. You fucked a bad guy.
I did fuck a bad guy. But I'm so good.
You're super.
Oh, but yeah, luckily this individual had emailed me ahead of time.
Okay.
And that's really helpful.
Yeah.
When they email you, because then you can also assess their shame meter sometimes through email.
Okay.
Some clients will share more information than others, and that really is helpful.
Okay.
But this individual did share a lot.
Helpful information.
Very okay. helpful.
Not like trying to sext a sex worker for free or a podcaster.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Very helpful.
But just like information about, hey, I want to come see you. Yeah. Okay.
Like, hey, here's a little bit about me. I see that you do role play, and I see a lot of people say they're very comfortable around you. I think you would be a great fit to fulfill my Lex Luthor Supergirl fantasy. Mm. And I could tell he had a shame-o-meter on the lower side, which excited me. And I told him, you know, bring a costume for me.
Good. Okay.
And that is helpful.
Yeah.
When they bring costumes. If they want you in something specific,
that's
bring
so
it.
Hot. I bring love it. So I don't like picking out clothes. I don't want to have to think about it. And I don't really care about clothes because I'd rather be naked. But if someone wants to see me in something, wants to send me something for pictures or whatever, that costume is now like infused with their sexiness or whatever.
Oh, absolutely. Ooh. Absolutely.
How did you feel when you put the costume on?
Well, whenever I put something on that a client gives me, I just feel so special.
Mm.
I really do. I feel my full Cora
self. Yeah, yeah. Like, and then so seeing special. Them look at you while you're in it, I bet it's very hot, I imagine.
Yeah. I mean, these were given to me by a very, very special client. So I always cherish every gift.
Okay, so you're like, put this on. Now you're going to take it off me. Like, what was it?
Yes!
What was? Can you share? Without giving too much away, I just would love to hear like the hottest parts.
Well, I'm just going to say he committed so hard. He shaved his head.
He didn't already have a shaved head.
No, he shaved his head for Lex Luthor.
I love him.
Yeah.
Lex, what a good Lex.
Lex, ooh, good Lex.
Good Lex. Good bad Lex.
The concept was he was making me weak with kryptonite.
Naughty Lex.
Naughty Lex. He brought in glow sticks.
Ooh.
And he hid them.
Ooh.
And waited for me to find them. And they were like kryptonite. And he gave me hints.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, well, maybe you should look in that box over there. And then I found it. And I was so weak. Oh, I couldn't do anything. Lex. And it all went from there. It was kryptonite related.
So fun.
Very like.
Was he a performer? Or did you guys just have great like chemistry?
Just had great chemistry,
damn.
And we were in character for 2 hours.
Wow!
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's because your performer self just like invites the play that you were talking about?
So.
I mean, I feel very playful around you.
Oh, I'm very, very open to play, and I love role play.
Yeah,
I love. I was someone's secretary.
Yeah.
Before I mean. A lot.
Yeah, yeah, a lot. Once or twice or millions.
But I've been a patient in a medical role play,
ooh.
Which was so much fun. I like was laying in the bungalow while they ran in to save me.
They a couple?
It was a really awesome client. And it was another one of the ladies.
So you like playing with your coworkers?
I love it. Ooh. That's my favorite is two-girl parties.
Oh my God. Wait, so have you done other two girls with role plays?
Yeah, I Ooh. Have actually. One of the ladies and I did a wedgie party. Yeah.
Amazing.
We have a classroom locker room set.
Amazing.
At Sherry's. And the guy just wanted to run around with us in cheerleader outfits, giving him
So you were a wedgies. Literal cheerleader as well as like a high person.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So we were both cheerleaders. Oh yeah. We both played cheerleaders and just ran around giving him violent wedgies.
Well, yeah. How violent?
He was like, I want marks. He's like,
okay.
He's like, if I don't leave here with marks, I'm gonna be very upset.
Cry. Okay.
And so he wanted. He just was like, oh my main fantasy is to get very, very intense, painful wedgies.
Okay. So group plays, schoolgirl cheerleader role play.
Yeah.
Medical role play, getting saved, getting rescued.
I got saved.
You were in a bungalow. They came rushing in.
So I was laying on the floor so ready, and they busted down the door.
Okay. Did they like assign you what was wrong with you, or were you just like passed out and they had to revive you? Like,
no, they had to revive me. I was completely passed out. Oh. I was completely passed out, and they ran in, and he is actually a paramedic.
That's so hot.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he brought all of his gear, like his actual, equipment. And so he runs in with all the equipment and in the uniform, and she's wearing her scrubs and they cut me out of my dress.
That's so
with the shears like they do at the hospital.
What did that feel? Could you like feel it on your body?
Yeah, it was hot. It was so hot. Luckily it wasn't one of my nice dresses.
But. So okay. So they like revived you, and then
they revived
did you fuck?
Me. Or like
did
so, you get, so yeah. they revived me, and I was so grateful for their help that I had to go to the station and thank them in the only way I knew how, which was with my mouth and my pussy. That's how I know how to thank people, is with my mouth and my pussy. That's my how I show gratitude.
Thank you.
Oh, yummy. Thank you so much for reviving me.
So it was like a two-part.
So, yeah.
That's okay.
So, yeah, we literally did like a cut and yeah, it was
That's so fun. Also, what a creative good boy.
He's great. And so
you're
creative.
And your coworker is also very creative and just down to play.
So down to play. And it's so much fun. We do a lot of two girls together.
Hot.
I also love joining into the fun too.
Yeah.
I have been a present to girls before.
What does that mean?
So guys have contacted me to pull me into a party separately as a surprise
for the lady or for like
lady.
A wife.
Oh, for the lady.
Oh, that's so hot.
Right?
What kind of surprise have you been? Or like, what do they do with you?
So
do they unwrap you, or like, I mean, obviously, but
what happens is we talk beforehand. Before the appointment with the other lady. And then we discuss things, settle things out. And then I get ready while they're having their party. He'll tell me a time when he wants me to come in. And then however he wants me to come in, whether it's super quietly, with flowers, with a cake.
Wait, so like a literal surprise for her?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't think I understood that. Whoa. Wait, so you had a cake?
I've had a cake before.
Oh my god, yeah. That's so hot.
And then
so
I'm just
hot.
Like, and I'm here to fuck you for an hour.
Oh my god. I love your job.
and I just, yeah, but there are so many kind, generous gentlemen there. And I've been seeing a client for a really long time, and it's been so much fun to see him grow and his confidence grow, and for our connection to grow.
Mm.
And it's just, it's really, really great creating those connections.
Yeah.
And just watching them grow, getting to know people better so you can really get them in the zone.
Fuck yeah.
So you can really find out what gets them off. You know, when you have those relationships with
That's
them, it's
so
like,
cool.
Okay, I already know what you like. Ugh. I already know what you like. Let's go. Let's go, baby.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And he loves to bring me clothes, and we do little fashion shows. And
that's so
I
hot.
Also love couples. I mean, that was a huge catalyst for me starting.
Yeah.
You know, I was already fucking couples a lot. And I really, really love seeing their dynamics. Whether it's celebrating an event like an anniversary or just teaching them new skills. One time a couple came in just for me to teach them how to 69.
Really?
Yeah.
Best tutorial ever.
It was so fun. They
a hands-on tutorial
in.
Or were you just like directing them?
They just wanted to be directed.
Oh.
Another guy came in just for me to film him coming in his own mouth.
Okay, so I've interviewed one person who came in his own mouth, and his method was, I believe, legs up the wall so he could get the right angle. Was it like that, or how
very
did you...
similar? Okay, very similar.
What was it like? Yes. Also, did he like email you ahead of time, or did he just like surprise you, or like
no? So he had made an appointment.
Okay,
and a lot of times, individuals who make appointments do want to spend pretty long.
They're planners.
They want to do 3 to 4 hours with you. Maybe a girlfriend experience where it's a longer party so you can form a deeper connection. And so I was expecting maybe a girlfriend experience.
Yeah.
A long chunk of time with this guy. And he looked like a complete sweetheart. But I was a little nervous because he wasn't making eye contact. And I felt like there might not be a connection. But then we got back to my room, and he seemed to open up a little bit.
Okay. Is this at the negotiation point, or have you already, like, decided what you're going to do? Like, did you know?
So this was still the negotiation point. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we're at my room, and I'm still thinking he's going to want to do standard girlfriend experience, probably around 3 hours. And all of a sudden, very quietly, he just says, I think I need about 10 minutes. And I was okay, to like step out of the room or like total for the party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I just need 10 minutes for the whole party.
Oh, great. And a man who knows what he wants.
A man who knows what he wants. I was like, okay, sure. Like,
is that normal for people to come in and be like, I'm here for a quickie?
Not really.
Okay.
It's
okay. So he really knew what he wanted.
He really, really knew what he wanted. Okay. And I was like, okay, sure. Do you know what you want in that time? I provide so many different services. And he was like, do you know how to work an iPhone? And I was like, yeah, I do. And he's like, okay, I want you to film me coming into my own mouth and swallowing it. And I was like, okay, I can do that.
Okay.
And we came to an agreement, and very easily he was very, like you said, a man who knew what he wanted.
So he was just taking care of himself? Why am I gesturing?
I asked him, jack that dick off, baby.
Were you just the camera lady?
I asked him, I was like, so do you want me to be naked? Do you want me to do any stimulation at all on you? And he was like, nope, I just want to masturbate and come inside of my own mouth. What? You'll grab the phone when I tell you to. You'll stand by the bed, next to the bed.
Wait, so you didn't touch him?
I didn't touch him.
According to my lawyer, I'm allowed to do that as a photographer, because I was like checking in about erotic photography. That's so hot. I want to do that. Wait, what? Okay, yeah. So you were just there.
Yes.
Wait, so set the scene. Okay, so he was on the bed.
He was on the bed. And I don't know. I wanted to be naked.
I always want to be naked.
I got naked. He didn't say anything about me being naked, but I got naked. And so I get naked, and I'm just standing there, and I was like, would you like any music, or would you like any dirty talk? No. He just said no.
Oh my gosh.
And he just starts jacking himself off, and...
Oh, it's so hot. Do you like watching? I love watching.
I do. Okay. I do.
It's so hot.
And it was the first time...
Were you filming the whole thing?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
He was like, when I tell you to film,
okay,
start filming. When I tell you to grab the phone, grab the phone. So I was like, okay, I got it. I'm very good at taking direction.
Oh, yes. Okay, so it was the first time what?
So he's jacking off. About 5 minutes goes by and he's like, grab the camera. And I run over. I sprint over, I grab the camera, I make sure it's recording.
That's good, yeah. I fucked that up a lot, yeah. Not for clients, but for myself, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, oh God, this has to record. And so I press the record, and he flips over. He flips over upside down.
How old was he?
I would say 70s.
That's so hot. I want a 70-year-old flipper.
Like
legs overhead.
I would say if you were into yoga, it'd be a plow pose.
Oh.
Yeah, so So like shoulders over hips, kind of.
Up in the air, though, not against the wall.
No, no.
Okay.
Up in the air.
And you captured it.
I captured it, and I was just...
Did you get a copy?
No.
Damn. Okay, okay.
I know, I should have been like, airdrop that shit. But I didn't know I was making noises. I was like, ooh, yeah.
Can't help it.
And then he swallowed it. I asked him if he wanted any water. He didn't.
Ugh.
And then... I stopped the recording.
Oh my God.
And he put on his clothes and walked out.
That is so amazing.
And I loved every second of it.
Oh.
And you know, it's stuff like that where it's just so cool.
Wow.
It's like, what other place could he go and someone would do that? Nowhere.
Yeah.
I feel so lucky to get to facilitate experiences for people that they could literally get nowhere else.
Damn.
Yeah, it was so awesome.
So you have regulars, you have role play, you have couples, you have surprises that know what they want. That's fucking amazing. Are there other like standout stories from the brothel before we get to our wrap-up questions?
Yeah, I love every day there. Yeah. No matter what happens, there are guys that'll come in and party with multiple ladies and then pull us together. Like I'll party with someone one day and then he'll party with another person and then bring us together the next day.
That's so hot.
And one of my favorite experiences at the ranch was a guy who came in and put me and my two friends together and partied with us for 5 days straight.
He came back every... Wait, so it was you and the same two ladies?
Yeah. Yeah. The same two ladies. And he came back 5 days in a row. And that was a huge fantasy for me.
Yeah.
And it was so cool.
What was the fantasy? What do you mean?
So a multiple day, multiple girl party for me has always been just a huge turn on.
Damn.
A huge turn on.
Damn.
And for him... to be so clear with us
about
what he wanted and to bring us all together just like day after day with plans in mind. Like, okay, we're going to do this now. We're going to do this now. We're going to do this now.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was so sexy. It was so sexy.
So on the note of like a big multi-girl fantasy come true party, I have looked at your Twitter. I have looked at the Twitter of many of the ladies at Sherry's Ranch, and I happen to know that you have a very specific fantasy. Do you feel comfortable sharing it out loud here?
Yeah. The Snoop one. So, I want to start by saying, I want to work with humans. I want to work with all humans who are kind and curious and open and respectful. And I do have a specific fantasy, which is Snoop Dogg coming in. So, well, you know, I grew up as a dancer.
Yes.
And I did a lot of hip hop in the late 90s. A lot of hip hop dancing in the late 90s. And Snoop.
Yeah.
Snoop, you know, maybe he's when I first got wet. Dancing to Snoop was probably...
So it still has to come full circle.
Yes.
Okay, so tell him the fantasy.
So yes, Snoop has been a huge part of my life forever.
Yeah.
And so my huge fantasy is for Snoop Dogg, D-O-double-G, to come into the brothel and request a lineup.
Mm.
And so we all line up and we walk out and it's Snoop sitting on the couch and we go up and introduce ourselves one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take a little pause, and he goes, I'll take them all. And then maybe they put a little sign like close for private event on the ranch. And then we spend just all day.
That would be the ultimate VIP room because you could use the whole place.
Ranch. You know, obviously it doesn't have to be Snoop, but... That would be a That's huge true. Fantasy. Oh. It would just be like a huge sex party.
Amazing. Amazing.
But like I said, I love people. Yeah. I love working with all people.
I love that. Okay, so on that note.
Yes.
In your professional opinion or regular person opinion, in your sexy person opinion, what do you think we collectively need to make the world a sexier, more loving place?
I feel like we could really make the world sexy if in the developmental stages we focus more on self-confidence, self-love, appreciating who you are, what you look like, who you present yourself as, instead of celebrating, you know, different kinds of intelligence, different kinds of achievements, maybe teaching young people to celebrate the bodies they're in. And, you know, doesn't have to be sexual.
No.
But just the celebration of bodies.
And self-expression.
And self-expression. Mm. And just being okay with who you are. You know, growing up in that small town, being told, oh, you have to be this way, you have to be this way. Oh, you're this, you're this, you're this. And then that release when I got to my art school, that release is what I think the world should have.
So lovers, if you need support accessing your own self-love and having a release, you can find Cora on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Cora Charisma. You can go find her profile on the Sherry's Ranch website. Links to that are all in the description below. Thank you so much for being a guest on
X
Stories.
Thank you, Wyo. This has been so much fun. And let's make the world sexy, baby.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
Lovely humans, thank you for listening. If you appreciate the work that I put into this podcast, I would love it if you took the time to leave us 5 stars and a nice review wherever you get your podcasts, especially Spotify, since last year's troll attack on our ratings is still affecting our ability to be found via search. I do love getting to know you and hearing your stories and meeting you lovely humans in real life. And remember, if you want to collaborate, apply to be a guest or leave us a single story voice memo via xstoriespodcast.com or sexstoriespodcast.com. Sex stories are always going to be my favorite, but now I also have question lists for love, friendship, dating, relationships, marriage, divorce, secrets, and so much more so that we can learn about connection through each other's experiences. I fucking love getting your emails and voice memos and receiving thoughtful noodle messages. It truly is hearing from you that fuels this work for me. And if you want to go deeper with me, get to know me, and support this podcast in meaningful, concrete ways, find me on Patreon, OnlyFans, FetLife, Venmo, Cash App, and all social media platforms at YOLE, or work with me privately for photo and video shoots, relationship support, creative breakthrough sessions, and retreats. YOLE.com/links is where you can find the list of all the ways to play with me, and the link is in the description below. Thank you for joining me to spread ripples of love, to co-create a world where taking care of each other is the norm. Thank you for spoiling and inspiring me with your stories and your support. Please take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and remember to share stories in the name of lovely human connection.